Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's have a Friday.
A podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, well, it's a range of opinion on It's Only Blue Friday today. James driving his desk in Ross-on-Wye. Driving his desk says, very disappointing, lack of creativity, commitment and no range. Sorry to say, Scott, but it's a no from me. Maybe I should go back to boot camp. Been on the live shows for long enough, do you know what I'm saying? And then someone says, your heart's not in it, but then they've spelt heart wrong. They've spelt it H-A-R-T, so...
Are you saying that doesn't count,
so,
then?
No, not really. What do they know? But Pete's driving home in Oxford, saying, another eye-blisteringly epic Blue Friday. So he's happy with that. And someone hasn't heard it for 6 months and says that that was the best one they've ever heard. So thanks for that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm off to Loughborough tonight.
Are you?
Yep. Students ahoy.
You love students at the moment.
I know. I've
well, you
been
love
everywhere.
Students all the time, but especially at the moment.
Well, it's Freshers Weekend at the last couple of weeks. I've been to Leicester, I've been to Leeds, I've been to Cardiff, loads of places. I haven't been to Peru, though.
Oh, that's a shame.
Fern Cotton has.
I've just been walking for 6 days in Peru.
Peruvian coffee. Peruvian bag. Peruvian Cardi. Peruvian slippers. Peru. 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 Peruvian jumble sale. Peruvian pen. Peru for a week. In Peru. Peru is 6 hours behind Peru. 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 Peru, 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 Peru. My Peru blues are getting out of control.
Did you not know?
No, I do you know what?
No?
If you hadn't played that, I would never have known.
Did she not mention it much?
No.
Only joking, you know I love you, Fern.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Hi, Vickers.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. It feels like, well, a whole week since I've seen you.
I know. So long ago.
Last time I saw Diana was this time last week in Leeds at a freshers gig at the uni.
It was crazy. Crazy night.
You were quite nervous.
I was really nervous. I'm like that every time I go on. I get really on edge.
Yeah.
Yeah, really on edge.
I was quite surprised that you were nervous because as soon as you walked out, it was amazing.
I think it's just the adrenaline. I like embracing being nervous. You don't get nervous though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But good nervous.
Yeah, always good.
But I'd have to sing.
Yeah, I do.
I just put a couple of CDs on, it's fine.
Then you just dance around.
Yeah. But when I arrived, I could hear this voice from the room next door.
Really?
And I popped my head around the door. I was like, oh, it's Vickers.
Vickers.
You're making some strange noises.
Really? Yeah, I do. I go through, like, different voices before I go on stage.
I know. What was that?
Because I did Little Voice West End, and it's all my impersonations. And before I go on stage, I get possessed by all of them. And I just, like, go through all the characters. It's like my little warm-up.
I wonder what that was. It was a bit strange. If you didn't know what was going on, I was like, what? She's gone mad.
At one point, I looked at you and your little face was like, she's crazy.
What's she doing? Yeah. And then you made it worse by going, sorry, I've just got to go and compose myself. And it's just like, What is she doing? Who does that kind of vocal warm-up?
I'm mental.
And then Eliza Doolittle arrived. We had a lovely time.
She was there. It was all going on. Everyone was in Leeds.
I know. So how's you then? All right? All
yeah, good? I'm really good. Really busy promoting the single and whatnot.
Yes, that's out soon. We're going to play that in a minute. It's called My Wicked Heart. When's it out?
My Wicked Heart. It's download 17th of October, but to buy 1st of November.
And you are looking like a minx in the video.
Oh, I am a bit of a minx. Yeah, it was good fun. I loved it.
Talk us through that outfit, please.
Yeah, well, it was a couple of outfits. I was a leopard. I was a ballerina girl. I was a ringmaster, had a whip, everything, a bowler girl. Yeah, it was really, it's like really circusy theme and lots of bright colours and a bit sexy and a bit fun. Yeah, I loved it.
Were you tied to something at one point?
Yeah, what, like twice. One, I was like on the wheel of death, I call it, and I was like gripped onto that, and I like had loads of bruises after it. And another one, I was tied to a chain with a boy holding it. On cool. a lead. Yeah,
that's your job.
Yeah, that's my job, gang.
That's brilliant. What else? Oh, you've been watching X Factor?
A little bit, yeah.
See, that was a while ago for you now. Do you think people still associate?
I think people that don't. Like, yeah, a little bit. I think I've come so far. Like, the other day I forgot what, like, position I came in. It's, like, crazy. But yeah.
Does it feel like a long time ago?
Yeah, it feels like forever ago, but it's gone so fast at the same time. I think some people still do, but some people don't. I think it just depends.
I don't really think of you like that anymore.
Yeah, I think give it another year.
Not that being on X Factor is a bad thing.
Oh yeah, no, I love it. It's a great platform. I think it's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I just give it, you know, it's an amazing platform. I did so well from it.
Who are you tipping, or who do you like this year?
I don't know. It's really hard because you can't really tell because it's not really kicked off yet. But I'd say Matt.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
What are you saying about Cher?
Cher. I'm for Matt, my loyalty's there.
I don't understand that Cher thing at all.
I don't, what is the Cher
I've not really
thing?
Talked about this, but, well, there's a load of hype.
What and do then, you mean, hype as in about,
oh, then she's brilliant. So, I mean, yeah, she's brilliant. I mean, she is young, to be fair.
Is it just because she looks like Cheryl Cole?
No.
She doesn't look like Cheryl Cole.
She does in some pictures, does she? I don't watch it, so I don't know, but all I see is a Cheryl Cole lookalike.
Yeah, she looks like a madder version of Cheryl Cole. But she's dead young, and obviously the pressure got to her, but it's just like, I like my people who do auditions to sing in them, generally, before they get put through.
I think it's so much pressure. I think that you just have to learn to try and, like, compose, like, because I was, like, a mad woman behind the cameras. I just tried to compose myself, but sometimes it is so overwhelming, especially when you're ill and stuff.
I remember didn't you miss a live show?
Yeah, I did.
Because I went to the show the night that you were there.
What are the chances?
And there was loads of pictures of you with your snotty nose and your tissues. And like, Diana sadly can't be here tonight, but she's watching it from home.
I wanted to. And that was the week that Mariah came and everything. I missed out loads.
Oh, yeah.
All the good people were there.
Yeah. Well, that was brilliant. Mariah's doing it again this year. But do you remember, did you watch it? She just glided towards people. She didn't actually properly move.
Yeah, I remember watching that on TV. That was fascinating.
There was no walking. He was just kind of like moved towards
I'm coming
you
to
like
get
that.
You.
I'm coming to get you, a Mariah Carey.
Amazing.
No, I mean, Cher's fine.
Just not on the bandwagon sort of thing.
Yeah, because it's like, remember Daniel Johnson last year, and everyone's like, oh, he's going to win it. And then
Early though. I hate when people are like, the first audition, they're going to win it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you tell?
I know. Now, do you ever play video games?
Not for a while, dude, I've got to be honest, not for a while.
Bit busy, eh?
I'm a bit busy. Although we do have a PlayStation on our tour bus, and the boys play that a lot, and every so often I'm like, yeah, go on, I'll have a go.
Okay, but, so you've done it a bit.
Yeah, I'm more observed than play.
What, do you sleep on the tour bus?
No. Well, I do, but I don't. Like, it's not an overnighter.
Oh,
but
okay.
I do, yeah, no, I can't. We have hotels.
Do you good?
Yeah, the hotels. Some of them are Premier Inns, though. So
yeah.
Some of the most stand-up ones. So.
Stand-up hotel rooms?
No.
That would be weird.
They're the special ones. No, not stand-up, but, you know, top-notch.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Cool. Oh, I see what you mean. Is that a northern thing? I didn't get that.
Yeah, you don't get it.
Okay, good. Now, Fastest Time Wins, which you just played...
What? I don't know how I've done.
Well, I can tell you.
Oh, go on.
Because at Radio 1 Online at the moment, you can play this game where you can be a DJ and race around. I did it in about 2.5 minutes.
Yesterday, I did it in 41:03.
No, you didn't.
But
That's so good.
Becky, you didn't. No, right, here's the thing.
Basically, I realised you could fix the leaderboard because it's just blue tack and a bit of paper, so I just stuck my name on it. I conned so many people. That was brilliant.
That's
not that
so
conning's
sneaky.
A good thing, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, Zane Lowe was not happy at all.
Oh, no.
But Diana Vickers, I'm pleased to announce that you did it in a time of 45 seconds.
So good.
45-85. That is really good.
That is
really
amazing. Good. You're like the best girl ever on that board.
Amazing. And in the world.
Ever.
Who won it then? What was the winning time?
I think he did 42 something, so you're only 3 seconds behind.
Get in.
The winning time.
Yeah, the absolute top on the leaderboard is only 42, so you got 45, so you're like...
Oh, guys.
It's made her actual day.
That is a genuine smile. Oh. This is real.
Radio 1 podcast.
Do you still get excited when you hear your song on the radio?
I do. I do get really excited. I really, really do. I get little butterflies and I'm like, ooh. And I can't, I was thinking, like, I'm somewhere and it's on in the background. I'm having a conversation and I won't be able to concentrate on the conversation about 1 minute. Can we just sit in silence and listen?
Can we just listen to myself, please?
This is me.
Yeah. That is My Wicked Heart by Diana Vickers. Right, what we're going to do is, are you ready to game?
Yes, I am ready.
That sounds wrong.
Are you ready? What they say? I don't know.
To play, maybe, to game.
Oh, also, we should mention this while Diana's here.
Oh, no. Yeah. Don't mention this. No.
Right, okay. No, it's fine. It's just that Becky here, she's from Bridgewater in Somerset.
Okay.
And we were talking earlier on in the week about how she would love to turn on the Christmas lights in her hometown.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be sweet? Have you done any Christmas light switch-ons?
Yeah, I did. I did in London in a nice little street. And then they didn't come on. And
that really... there's a really pretty street,
I
can't remember what it's called. There's probably lots of pretty streets.
Yeah, it's a really pretty street.
That one,
I know
anyway.
It. It's not Mall.
South. Something.
South Moulton Street.
Is that it?
Yes, that's the one. Thank you.
All right. And then there's a report now in the... is this a local newspaper? It says, on yesterday's Dear Scott feature on the Scott Mills Show, a listener texted in to our sidekick Becky, a former Bridgewater College student, to perform the town's festive switch-on event on November the 24th. She said during the show, I would say yes. I remember last year I wanted to do a Christmas light switch on tour, but it never took off because I never got any offers.
I just can't believe they've quoted me on that.
Yeah. Becky said, I really want to do it. And then they've done an online poll.
See, there was no need for this. There was no need to ask people what they think.
Okay, and it says, do you think Becky should switch on Bridgewater's Christmas lights this year? Leave your comments below. So far, there's one comment, and it goes... Not really.
Amazing.
But now...
I bet that was you, Scott, wasn't it?
No.
Not really.
But I'm thinking, with your support, Diana Vickers, because you're like, well, famous, there's a back Becky's Bridgewater bid now.
I will be... I'm going to do it.
Are you behind her?
I'll make banners and everything.
The Bridgewater Mercury is on, and they are supporting you to do the Christmas lights this year. This
amazing.
This dream could become a reality.
Oh,
Vickers is on board. Not really, but I just said she is. Amazing.
I'll come down.
It's gathering speed.
Bravo.
Right. Thank you, Diana, for coming in.
A
lovely
pleasure.
To see you as always.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.